Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, good evening, and welcome.
Hello.
It's time for us to have a lovely time. I'm looking out my window and I can see flowers. Been sitting here watching them for hours and hours. A while ago, I saw a plastic bag drifting past. It was going quite fast. Then I stared back at the flowers and all that lovely grass. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. Hello.
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 Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
That was a true lyric, that one.
Yeah. Say what you see.
Say what you see. Okay, listeners, we're back in your ears, and this time it's personal. I know what you want, and I'm prepared to give it to you. Let's do this. Willip,
yes.
Are you ready?
I was born in Reading.
Me too. We're going straight in with a joke. Joke fanfare, please.
Give us your joke. Tell us your joke. Tell us your joke. Tell us your joke.
Joke.
Tell us your joke.
Oh. Hey. Have you finished the fanfare?
No.
Oh. Hey, Will, you used to be in the magic circle, didn't you?
No, that was a hula hoop.
And we're off! It wasn't a magic circle, it was a hula hoop. And there's another version of that joke, which we'll quickly do. Hey, Will, you used to be in the magic circle, didn't you?
No, that was a rubber ring.
So same joke, different circle. Is everyone okay?
Yes.
Yep.
I was, but I'm not now.
The pianist is now going to play some honky-tonk piano... while Mark summarises the last 20 years of his life for everyone at home while I count down from 25. Off you go. 25.
20 years.
Yes, please.
In the year 2000, 24. I moved into a house in Turnpike Lane with
22.
Joe Auckland, I believe.
21.
The trumpeter from 20. The Horn Section.
19.
We lived there for a while.
18.
Ate kebabs.
17.
And drank beer.
16.
Went to rehearsals.
15. It's the last 20 years, Mark.
Acton.
Not just 20. The whole of the last 20
Will
years.
Will Collier.
14.
We met Will Collier
13,
there. And since then, we've lived
12,
happily ever after.
11.
In various combinations of the whole section.
You got married and had a kid. 9.
Had.
Eight,
got married and had a kid.
7. 6.
Got a dog.
5. Robbie. Mentioned Robbie probably 4.
Oh, yeah. Played with
three,
Robbie Williams.
2.
Repeat.
1. Okay.
Goodbye.
Thanks to Mark. Thanks to Mark.
He didn't mention the Horn Section once.
Yes, I did.
Oh, did you? Fine.
Yeah.
I thought it was great, Mark.
Thank you.
And people will think that was pre-written, but a lot of that was off the top of your head, wasn't it?
No.
Well, look, it's nearly Christmas. Our family Christmas album is in the shops right now. Bandcamp.com.
Whoa!
So go and buy that, everyone. We've
yeah.
also got a Christmas single out for charity. It's called Fiddly Christmas, and we might play a bit of that at the end. Is that the plan?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Why not?
Yes. A snippet? A snippet?
You snippet.
Yes. We're not going to play it, though.
We'll lure you in. No, I mean we'll play it out, but we'll lure you in with a snippet of that. But right now, beep, beep, beep,
Beep, I'm reversing. Beep, I've stopped reversing. I've parked up. Let's kick right off with a beautiful song. Music by piano, words by horn. Hit it!
I used to think that things would be all right, that I would have the time to work things out. But recently I had a dreadful insight. My world was thrown into a pool of doubt. Cause no matter remote, no different to the normal. No matter remote, don't make it last for long. Yes, slow battery mode just makes the simple yellow. And so I just can't sing you all this song.
Oh, did everyone enjoy the start to the show?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's promising. Yeah. I hope it gets better.
What did you like about it, Ben?
I thought it was an eye-opener.
I think you have to say a real eye-opener.
It was a real eye-opener.
Thank you, Ben. Hey, Joe Auckland, I've started listening to Heart FM. It's great and really suits my style. If you had to listen to a radio station, what would it be?
Magic FM.
Well, I found that really interesting, Joe, and I'd love to hear more about that sort of thing next time we meet up. Meanwhile, it's time to get to know this episode's one-person guest audience. Yes, she's been waiting in the meeting room for over a week now. Let's admit her. It's Izzy Sooty.
Hey! Izzy Sooty.
It's Izzy Sooty. Say hello to Izzy Sooty, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Izzy.
Hi, Izzy.
Hello.
Hello, Izzy.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome Hello. To the podcast.
Thank you.
It's a music podcast, Izzy. What was the last bit of music you heard?
I just misplaced my phone before we started recording, and it's under a Welsh Bible that the computer's on.
The phone was under a Welsh Bible.
Yep. It's easier to put the computer on the Welsh Bible. The Welsh Bible is very, very big, so it's just nicer to have the computer at that level. And the phone was underneath the Welsh Bible, so I had to do Find My iPhone from the computer. Mm. And I think the Find My iPhone noise counts as music, possibly. Does it?
It's a good point. First of all, can I ask you, was the Welsh Bible wobbly because of the phone? Or is it a very
flat
phone?
No, amazingly it wasn't. So the phone was right in the middle of the Bible. So and it was just balancing really nicely on it.
Well, then the story checks out.
Yeah.
As to whether it's music, I guess it is. I mean, music's weird, isn't it? It is sort of everywhere. There was a fire alarm the other day. We were doing a thing with a band. A fire alarm went off, and then the band joined in with the fire alarm, and they thought they were really cool, but everyone else thought it was quite irritating.
Oh,
but
I think I would have found that cool.
Yeah, they hoped people did, but they really didn't. If it's all one note, is it music? I mean, it's not much. It's scratching the surface of music.
Okay, so how many notes does it have to be music?
It's got to be two, isn't it?
So say the music for Find My Own Phone is... I've just heard it. I think it's like... It sort of echoes. So if it was...
Oh, that's music.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Or what about... Yeah, that's music.
No, that's quite an alarm again. I mean, it's sort of the argument of whether or not the drummer is a musician, because he can't do notes.
Or she.
Yeah. But
do you mean in your band?
I meant Ben, really. But no, I should say he or she about Ben, just in case. Can't be too careful.
Well, you never know.
No, and I don't want to presume anything about anyone.
But he, so is the drummer a musician? Yes, I know what you mean.
Yes,
having
and no.
learnt the drums for a short time, I'd say that the drummer is a musician.
Yeah. Oh, he would say that too, but the rest of the band would strongly disagree. I think they all are, except for the bassist and the drummer, who are teachers. I'm going to introduce you to the listener now, Izzy.
Yeah.
I think they know. I don't know if they all know you. I think our little... we have a loyal following.
I wanted you to say enclave then.
Oh, no. I wasn't going to, and I never will.
Okay.
Our loyal... It would be nice to say it, wouldn't it?
Yes.
band of followers. I think they'll all like you and already like you. But in case they don't know you, I think we're quite similar in some ways, Izzy. We're both listed on Wikipedia as English musical comedians.
Yeah.
Mm. You were born 30 days before me.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay.
I find that quite a weird thought.
Yeah, that is weird.
Been alive for pretty much the same amount of time. But probably in different school years. Were you very young in your year?
Very young, yeah. You were old, were you?
Yeah, so probably very profoundly different psychological impacts that's had
really
on us.
I think it did have an impact. For instance, I jumped off a bridge for a bet when I was...
Oh, phew. I'm glad that ended with for a bet.
Yeah, for a bet. Yes, for a bet. When I was 13, into very deep water that I thought would just be funny. Mm. And I broke my ankle. And I did that because of peer pressure, and I genuinely don't think I would have done it if I'd been born 30 days later.
No, well, you wouldn't have, because I didn't. Yeah. I encouraged the youngsters to jump off bridges.
Your parents aren't teachers, are they?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, because apparently teachers always try and have kids that are going to be old for their school year because they know the psychological implications of it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're aiming carefully when they're procreating.
Yep.
I mean, I always... I'm suspicious of anyone who can, you know, aim for a date.
Me too. Yes. Me too.
It has a lot of implications. You know, if you miss that window...
That's then... it for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're both parents. Have you finished procreating?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. I had my son when I was 40. That's it. Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's nice to think that's it, I think.
Yeah, I think that. Is that it for you?
Yes, that's it. And actually, not biologically. We've talked about having the various procedures available. But I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but my brother-in-law is a doctor, and one of his colleagues does the surgery on men, and he says there's a one in three chance of eternal chronic scrotal pain. One in three, eternal chronic scrotal pain.
Please don't say that to Ellis.
Is he?
My God.
Is
it, no, it's not booked now. But then, how could I continue pressing for it if I knew there was a one in three chance of you've now? Okay. Well, maybe
eternal,
you'd say to
so it's
eternal.
After death. After death, it carries on.
Yes. So that means if you go into a graveyard,
one in three
of all the men under
who've had the
So actually, what proportion would it be? I don't know.
I guess one in three have had it.
Well, what if 100 years ago, 200 years ago? Don't know how long.
I guess it depends which cemetery you go to and which end of the cemetery.
Yeah.
But still, some of the graves you go near, there will be pain beneath.
Yeah.
Wow, she's a top-notch person, and I'm a thorough interviewer. But guys, do you want to know what makes me really angry and then tell me what makes you really angry?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please, sure. Alex.
Well, what makes me angry is when I order a pizza online and I pay for it and everything and I've chosen something I really like and I'm really excited about it. But when it gets here, I open it up and pick up a slice and it looks great, but then I take a bite and it's absolutely disgusting. That makes me really angry. Okay?
Has that happened to you recently?
Yeah, I ordered something and it looked fine and then I ate it and it tasted really horrible. Yuck.
Oh, dear.
Mark, what makes you angry?
Well, sometimes in a rehearsal studio, I'm very hungry, so I order a pizza online and then it doesn't come at all. And then I go outside and try and find the man a few times and speak to them over and over again, but it still doesn't come at all.
Mm. I forgot, yeah, we are only talking in pizza-based situations. Willett, what makes you angry in a pizza-based situation?
Well, they're too floppy.
And the pizza?
Oh!
What do you mean, Alex?
Yeah, I was talking about the pizza. What did you mean?
I meant the pizza delivery man's penis.
Has he got two?
Well, you've really set yourself off with that one, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's the naughtiest thing he's ever said.
Let's move on. Ben, I don't want to find out what makes you angry. I want you to host a game for everyone right now and then tell us a joke. Go for it, Ben.
That's right. It's Gogglebox. It's a quick fire fingers on buzzers game with a glass of liquid. Each competitor takes it in turn to be the Gogglebox. They'll be invited to enter the performance zone. and gargle a TV theme until one of the other players buzz in using instruments to identify the tune. Each correct identification gains 1 point for the slop sleuths. That's it.
The slop sleuths.
Yeah, you're the people, you're trying to find out what the tune is. So we each need a glass of liquid, and we take it in turns to do a, to gargle a TV theme, and you buzz in with instruments.
Okay.
This is good, Ben.
Okay.
This is good for the TV show.
Yeah. So I think we'll just go around my screen clockwise, which is starting with Will.
Ed.
Ed.
No, what? No, it was me. It was me by Miles.
Oh, sorry. Mark.
Antiques Roadshow.
Correct, Ed.
Do I need a louder buzzer than that?
No, well, it's just pleased to see me.
It's just two of you have pianos, isn't it?
Oh, I see. Shall I get something else?
Maybe shout your name.
Yeah, you better do another one, Will. That doesn't count.
Got
a
this
tin
now.
Whistle.
Ready? Next one. Edders, you're up. Alex.
Oh, yeah. It's the A-Team.
Incorrect. Joe.
Blockbusters.
Oh.
That's the correct hey. Answer.
Sorry, everyone.
Okay, next, it's Mark.
Oh, I know
yes,
that one.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Taskmaster.
Correct, the best theme tune.
The best TV show, more like.
Nice.
Oh, sorry, the best TV show.
Ticketmaster, it's not a TV show, is it?
Alex, you are up.
Ed. It's the A-Team.
It was, yeah, it was. That's what I was thinking of when I said it before. I was going to do it.
That's a good clue. It's a good clue.
Time for Joe.
Who's winning, Ben?
Ed is winning on 2 points at the moment.
And which one's Ed?
Bottom left.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
He's just drank his beer. He just drank it. Mark.
Yes, Mark.
It's Knight Rider.
It is Knight Rider.
Yeah.
That was better than
the
original.
That's great call. We better go round again, I think. This is
okay, let's go round again.
Let's go round again.
It's a great game, Ben.
Thanks, guys. Here we go. Hang on, this is my one.
Yes, got it.
Mm.
Alex.
Baywatch.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Seems obvious now.
What are the scores?
The scores? 2 to Mark, 2 to Ed, 1 to Alex, 1 to Ben, and Joe and Will level pegging with nil.
And which one's Ed again?
I got one.
I've got another one.
Did you get one, Joe?
Joe got Blockbusters.
We all want to do more.
I got four.
How about in the next round?
Oh, yeah, each one is five.
Maybe in the next round, each one is worth 1,000,000 points.
Oh, okay, sure.
Up the ante.
No, well, you've got your own quiz show. Skills like that. You're like Richard Osman.
I do like Richard Osman.
Are we going another round then?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think
at
so.
Least one more.
Well, okay. I've got 19 minutes.
Go, Will.
I've got all the time in the world.
Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Airwolf.
Yep.
Yeah, great call,
very
Ed.
Good.
Nice one.
So you're Ed.
Ed takes the lead in with 3 points. Three Ooh. Points to Ed.
Well, I think you mean 2,000,002.
Oh, yes, 2,000,002.
Can I get a bonus point?
No.
For what?
Why, have you got a boner? Sorry.
A bonus point.
Well, yeah, I'll have one of them if that's the situation.
I should have one of them.
Stiffy-based joke of the podcast.
It's great. Ed's go.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yes, Alex.
Coronation Street.
No.
Oh, I thought it was that.
It wasn't. Get over it.
I'm over it now.
I'm not.
Du, 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 du. Is it Emmerdale?
Yeah,
Emmerdale.
Yeah.
Mark, it's Emmerdale.
Yes, Mark. Emmerdale. Very good.
Good one, Mark.
2,000,002.
2,000,002. Level pegging with Ed.
I'm way behind now.
Yeah, you are. You're 1,000,001 behind. Yes, Mark.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yes, Alex.
Home and away.
Yes, Alex, correct.
Oh. Can I suggest Mark gets a few bonus points because his ones are my favourite.
They're really high.
A million?
He's really committing, isn't he?
He really is.
I'm really wet, to be fair.
Are you?
Yeah, it's going everywhere.
Alex on 2 million and one there. Another million and you'd be in the lead.
Ooh.
Mm. Joe. Ooh.
Smells. Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Dear me.
Is that a mercy? Yeah, a mercy pass from
Ed. I hope you got it. I don't want to have to do that again.
Yeah.
1 foot in the grave.
Yes.
Oh, great work.
Ed's on 3 million.
A little bit of vomit.
3 million and two.
Wow, Ed.
I think I nearly died as I did that. So it's quite appropriate. Title.
Right. Yes, Joe.
Blue Peter.
Correct, Joe.
What?
Joe. Rockets to 2 million and one. Ed's still in the lead on 3 million and two.
Is this the last one?
We'll never catch
it. This is it.
Yeah, this is the last one.
Good luck, everyone.
We'll still be caught. Yeah.
Ed! Yes, Ed.
Adam's family.
Very good.
Which means... you clicked your fingers. That's not
yeah,
allowed.
That's not allowed, yeah. That's
all
not
right, do you want me to do it again?
Yeah,
are
without
your fingers
clicking.
Wet, though?
You are. Oh, you're very wet. Moist. Regardless, Ed stormed it. 4 million and two. Oh,
well played, everyone.
What a game.
Great, yeah, brilliant game. That's too good. Too good for this podcast. That's
straight to
Taskmaster. That one.
It was a great game, and we're going to celebrate the great game with a great joke. Ben, it's time for your Chinese food joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
What was
Tell us your joke. Tell us your joke.
Tell us your joke.
Tell us your joke. Tell us your joke.
Tell us your joke.
Tell us your joke.
Do your joke.
Do your joke. Do your joke. Do your joke.
What's the joke?
What's the heaviest food? Chinese food.
What's the heaviest food in a Chinese takeaway?
I don't know, Ben.
It's the wonton.
I didn't see that coming.
That was a great joke, Ben. But now let's find out what makes Izzy Sooty angry. We're going to have a quiz now about you.
Okay.
What music? What instrument would you like to provide the music behind it? I'll pick one of the band.
I think piano.
Piano quiz music, just sort of standard quiz.
Maybe kind of more, quite a dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Bed.
A dramatic bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. You were born in
Hull.
Hull. Yes, correct. You began playing guitar and writing songs when you were
12?
Correct.
I did write my own Wikipedia. I mean, I didn't start it, but I did edit that because it didn't say 12.
What did it say?
It said 13, and that's wrong.
Yes.
So I do occasionally log in and edit it.
When you say occasionally?
Well, once or twice a week.
Once, okay.
Got it down.
So you began playing guitar and writing songs in the same year. My son has started playing guitar. I don't think he's anywhere near writing songs.
I used to have a guitar teacher called Fiona, and she was great. We used to do a lot of covers, and I did immediately, genuinely, as soon as I knew D, perhaps I learnt D and G, and then I started. So there's probably a few months. I wanted to play the saxophone, and Mum wouldn't. She didn't think I'd stick at it.
Well, that comes to my next question.
Yes.
Also, you refused
saxophone lessons.
Yes, you did.
Now, but I was refused saxophone lessons, and that makes me think that I need to log in and edit that. Does it say I refused?
So it's missing out were. So it should be you were refused.
Yes,
saxophone
I was
lessons.
Refused. I wanted saxophone lessons. I really did. And apparently, you have to play the clarinet first, then you move on to saxophone. And my sister was playing the cello and she never practiced, and Mum was a recorder teacher as well. She knew that I never practiced the recorder. So she said, you won't stick at the clarinet long enough to move on to saxophone. Let's get you that guitar in the window of the charity shop.
She was right.
Yeah.
My two eldest play the saxophone. My youngest plays
guitar, and he's having a lot more fun than them.
Did they have to play the clarinet first, or was that a lie that I got told?
I think back then you did have to. My wife, Rachel, played the clarinet because she wanted to play the saxophone, never got to the saxophone, whereas my kid straight in with saxophone, straight in with sort of Queen and Madness.
Yes.
But, you know, it's still not cool to play the saxophone. Guitar's always cool.
Yeah, it's harder to... Yeah, if you get out a saxophone at a house party, it feels like much more of a statement, doesn't it, than just
getting out... By the campfire.
Yeah, yeah, a saxophone by the campfire. I don't know if anyone's even ever done it, have they?
No, we're in a pub. I mean, there's no scenario where you can bring out a saxophone.
Yeah, and you can't really vary... There must be, but... I suppose in a jazz club, but... There's likely to be a better saxophonist than you. If you were in the audience and you'd brought your own saxophone and tried to join in, they'd probably chuck you out. Awake, you'd have to really, really read the room, though. I think it'd have to be one of those ones that goes on really late. And
a cool wake.
A cool wake. It might just work, but does a guitar at awake work?
It's got
probably
more chance.
Out of any instrument.
An organ, you need it awake, probably.
Yeah.
A full organ.
My mum plays the organ, actually. She's got an organ in her shed. But you see, the problem with the organ at awake is organs aren't portable. I suppose you could take a small organ with you, but it'd look like you were taking an organ to awake.
It would. It looks deliberate, doesn't it? It's not a harmonica. Is it bad that part of me wishes I was talking to your mum, not you?
No. It can probably be arranged, actually. Although she was in my radio show once. I think she found it quite nerve-wracking.
Okay. I like that she plays recorder and organ.
That's the piano, but that's it. Nothing. In a way, you graduate from the piano to the organ, a bit like the clarinet to the saxophone. Maybe some people go straight to the organ, but...
Yeah. Yes. I guess some people go straight to the organ if they're very badly qualified. You know, the only person in the village with any musical ability, and the village church happened to have an organ.
And they're desperate for someone to play.
Yeah, I enjoy an organ being played badly.
There's normally a few bum notes, even with the best organists, aren't there?
Yeah. And no one minds.
No, it's part of it. Yeah, I can't think of that many other instruments where it's excused so readily, actually.
No, sorry, my dog's coming and she's just staring at me. So,
that dog looks like Waffle. Have you seen... Your kids are probably too old for Waffle, are they?
What is Waffle?
Waffle's a dog voiced by Rufus Hound. It's a great kids' show. The dog talks and... oh, Waffle, leaping around like a frog.
Ooh. Or
just
a dog, I suppose.
Just gotta say one thing, you're such a clever dog. Yeah.
I might get the band to look up the theme tune and play it at this point.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Tom Parry works on it as well. But anyway, your dog looks like the dog that plays Waffle. It's great.
Well, we've interrupted the quiz and we're going to pause now as the band play the theme tune to Waffle.
Oh, Waffle, leaping around like a frog. You what? I just want to say one thing. You're such a clever dog. There's so many nights we're awake when you're woofing, but we still love you. Waffle, doggy, waffle, doggy.
Back to the quiz. As a teenager, you were a member of what?
A prog rock band called Infinite Drift.
You've got 2 points there. You got the bonus point. It's a lot of drift, Izzy. Infinite drift.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Were there other lengths of drift considered?
Finite drift.
Or lengthy?
Lengthy drift. Never-ending drift.
Infinite drift. It sounds quite sort of whiffy-waffy sort of... Hard to pin down the music.
Yeah, that is kind of how... We did a lot of Pink Floyd covers.
Ah, lovely.
Pink Floyd songs are really long, aren't they?
I really liked Pink Floyd when I was growing up, and I still do.
Mm.
We used to listen to The Wall over and over and over and over again. And what did you do in Infinite Drift?
I co-wrote some of the songs. We did some of my songs. We did some of their songs. We wrote some songs together. We did some covers.
Mm-hmm.
So, songwriter... guitarist and singer.
And how far did the band get? Did you ever have your own font?
That's a good question. I don't remember us having our own font, but we definitely did a CD and someone must have designed the cover for it. it was me and two blokes. I think, well, I didn't, so it must have been one of them.
And what was the artwork?
I can't remember, but I bet it was... We probably did three gigs.
It's enough, isn't it?
It's enough. For a band, yeah. It's enough. For yeah. a good band, that's all you need to leave a legacy. One of them was at Matlock Bath Pavilion, which is an amazing venue that's still there. And we projected pictures of power stations onto a backdrop at the same time as we were playing.
That was very Pink Floyd.
Yes. And I reckon the artwork was something like that, with just Comic Sans over it, maybe.
I expect so. Yeah. Last thing, you've done it for this bit. We're not over yet. You've done a lot of acting and voice work. So, you know, in the same ballpark as Waffle, I suppose, some of the voice work.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
I'd like to do Waffle, actually. Yeah, it is fair. I haven't done very many cartoons. I've only done... I actually did the new Wallace and Gromit thing.
We're not going to mention that yet because one of the band has a question about that.
Oh, fine. So we won't mention that yet. I haven't done many cartoons or
but
kids' shows.
Right.
On telly, I have on stage.
But the thing, what do you think the thing that most people know you for is?
Probably the voiceover for Compeed Corn Plasters.
Yeah, that's what I've got. No, you've got everything right apart from that.
Oh, OK. I think... yes, I think most people recognise me from Peep Show. Will that be the case in do you think that'll be the case in 20 years?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I had Dobby down as the answer for that one.
Yeah.
That's the end of the quiz. Well done.
OK, thank you.
You've won a green T-shirt, so I'll put that in the post.
Have I really?
Yeah.
Just green?
Yes.
It's just green.
Do you want more?
Has it got anything written on it or?
No.
Okay. Yep.
All that chat about music and things have made me really thirsty for a good long wet song. And this one is from The Next Big Thing, Mark Brown. What's your song about, Mark?
It's a love song.
Need you say more?
No, I don't think so. It was self-explanatory.
So here it is.
We've known each other for such a long time, it's true. Shed crazy wild nights, had occasional fights, but come through.
Beautiful, isn't it?
We were just kids when we first met, excited to see the world.
Oh.
Lately I felt that there's more to be said. Is it time to use three little words?
Oh, I know what they're gonna be.
Play your bass guitar in a gentle way. Yeah. Hey, I want to talk to the pianist. The cool guy.
That's me, Alex.
Hey, you won the game today.
I sure did.
That's just great.
Look at Will's pants.
One of my skills.
Yeah, Willip is doing the podcast in his pants. Oh, no, they're pyjamas. Yeah, pianist, how about you tell us about your life for a bit? Do you have any hobbies? Do you have a big family? What's your name? And what do you think about 0 hours contracts?
I have a pretty average-sized family, I think, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Music is my hobby.
Yeah?
Name?
And my name's Ed.
Yeah. And what do you think about 0 hours contracts?
Just the sort of thing I'm into, to be honest.
All right. Thanks, guys. That was a new section called Getting to Know the Pianist.
We're all finding out about the pianist. Who is the pianist? We're all finding out about the pianist. Who is the pianist? What is his name? What is his name? I know he is the pianist, but that's all
I'm
I know.
Wondering, what is the pianist's name? Is it Ricky? Is it Jonathan? Is it Salvatore? Is it Sebastian? Is it Lindsay? Is it Nelson? Josiah? Courtney? Is it Winston? McKinley? Is it Santiago? Is it Corey? Is it Numbers or Delbert? Alfredo or Louis? Is it Kendrick or Shelton? Is it Ali? Is it Walker? Is it Xavier? Cruz or Forrest? Is it Jeremiah? We don't know. Maybe it's Andrew or Eldon or Ward or Jim or Mose. Is it Linwood or Jorge or Sam or Carl or Elroy or Theron? Is it Henry or Willis? Is it Roderick? Is it Rogelio? Is it Hank? Is it Roger or Lionel? Maybe it's Erwin, maybe it's Dusty, maybe it's Hippolito, maybe it's Phil. Maybe it's Dwayne, maybe it's Landon or Anthony. We don't know the pianist's name. We know he plays the piano better than anyone has ever played it. But what is his name? What is the pianist's name? I'm asking you all the same question. What is his name? Is it Cedric or Troy or Erwin? Is it Les or Bobby or Jacob or Darwin or Arnold or Wayne again? Or Houston or Ned? Or Al or Archie? What's his name? Is it Silas? Is it Wilton? Mariano? Erasmo? What's his name? Is it Sam or Morgan or Rocco? Is it Arthur? Is it Rodolfo? What's his name? Is it Otis or Farming or Kirby? What's his name? I don't know the pianist's name. Is it Stefan or Christopher with a K and an F at the end? What's his name?
I don't know. I wish there was a way of knowing. I don't know his name. Is it Jules or Hayward? Mac? Antoine? Bryce? Everett? Is it Claire? Or Man? Lon? Is his name Lon? Or maybe... Is it Azalius? Wilbur? JC? Lacey? Maurice? Merlin? Osvaldo? Keith? What's your name, pianist? Just tell us your name.
Oh, stop it, everyone. It's time to try to win a green T-shirt as we play Lingo Bingo.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes, this is Lingo Bingo. Yes, it is. This is Lingo Bingo. Yes, 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 it is. This is Lingo Bingo. Yes, this is Lingo Bingo. Yes, this is Lingo Bingo.
Okay, who's ready?
Yes.
Me.
I'm ready.
Yes, I am ready for Lingo Bingo.
I just wanted to say that I've thought of a catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. Is it worth waiting until after the game?
No, actually, that would have been the perfect opportunity to do it. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, what is it?
You and me both.
Ooh. Well, let's try it out. Ready for the game? Ready for the game, everyone?
Yes, Alex.
Yes,
you and me both. Oh, I was the only one who did it in the end.
I
thought it wouldn't work if we all did it.
Well, I know I'm ready for the game.
You and me both.
You and me both.
Best catchphrase so far, Willip. Okay, there are three rounds as always. In round one, every other word of the odd lines is whoosh. Every other word of the even lines is wow. Ready?
Yes.
Whoosh up, whoosh on, whoosh street. Did wow time, wow my wow. Whoosh the wow now, whoosh back, whoosh my whoosh. Just wow man, wow his wow to wow. Whoosh many whoosh it, whoosh to whoosh. You wow for wow. Quite hard this one. Whoosh lose, whoosh grip. Whoosh the whoosh of whoosh past. There's some clues coming. You wow, fight wow, to fight wow them wow. Whoosh, the whoosh of...
Eye yes. of the Tiger?
It is Eye of the Tiger!
Oh, well done.
Yes!
Whoosh, the whoosh of whoosh points. Tiger. Whoosh, the whoosh of whoosh fight. Okay, it's now a line where I read each line backwards and I've changed the last word, which is the first word, to fridge magnet. Ready?
Yeah.
Eyes my into fridge magnet. See will, fridge magnet. Me to mean you, fridge magnet. Heart, your fridge magnet. Soul, your fridge magnet. There me find you when, fridge magnet. More, no search, fridge magnet. For trying, worth not, it's me tell, fridge magnet. For dying, worth not, it's me tell, can't, fridge magnet. True, it's no, fridge magnet. Do I, fridge magnet? You for it, do, fridge magnet. Yes, Joe Auckland.
See, everything I do it for you.
It is! Oh,
we've had this before, haven't we?
Not that exact version, have we?
No.
No.
Well, that's not used those tunes before.
It was the version you did in German.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just go to the best top 10 songs ever. Okay.
You've run out of songs, so you're looping ones, all of the ones from now will be ones you've done
both of them before.
Probably so, yes. So this final one, it's between Mark and Joe or someone else if it's a draw. I've translated it into Russian, then back into English, then into Latin, then Chinese, then English, then Albanian, then Spanish, then Afrikaans, then Japanese, then back into English. Then I locked off the first 10 lines because they were too easy. So I've put the first 10 lines at the end. Get ready?
This is songwriting.
This is what it came out as. He will see who you were with. I lost something that is not from my side. Nothing can dream of. There is no. You cannot replace me. I have a hug for this car. Children. Oh, you understand me. Sad for the poor. Every step. Every step. Every step. Every step. Every single. Every single. Every smile. Every application of smiles.
Every
yes.
Every step I take.
Well done, the pianist, which means it's 1-1-1, nil-nil. No one gets a green t-shirt. Okay. Let's hear one last section of me talking to Izzy Sooty about things. You have worked for two people I've worked... Well, I'm not sure if four is right. You've worked with Tim Key and Greg Davis on Tim Key's radio show and Greg Davis's television show.
Yeah.
Who's nicer?
Well, I went for a walk with Tim 3 days ago.
That changes things.
I haven't seen Greg for a while, but we text each other a lot about derelict buildings, which we share a love of. He's nicer.
We know who's taller. We know who's scruffier.
Yes, we do.
Who's nicer?
Who's? I think Greg's more straightforward than Tim.
Interesting. He's not. Yes, he's not entirely straightforward.
No, he definitely pretends to be more straightforward. Does that mean he's actually more complicated?
There's stuff going on. I mean, I think of Tim as quite simple and straightforward in some ways.
Yes, but Tim will answer in riddles.
Mm.
But then again, when we were arranging to meet, he sort of answered, I knew that he would be there. Would I know that Greg? Yes, I think
he would turn up.
Tim,
we do need an answer.
Yeah, just when me and Tim started our walk, we went to get a mocha and he told the woman at the cafe... Because he'd pay, and I said, oh, it's the first time we've seen each other for about a year. And it's obviously because of COVID. And she said, oh, and then Tim said, yes, we had a big falling out a year ago.
And then he does like to involve people.
Yeah, and exactly. Greg wouldn't have done that. I think I'm going to say, just because I've seen him recently, that Tim's nicer, but I'm only really saying that because I saw him.
Horrible man, Greg Davis. The end of the walk was to get a mocha.
No, the end of the walk was because I had to go up to a meeting near Tim's house. So he walked me there. But we went to a charity shop and bought loads of Christmas jumpers. He bought one for Tom Basden with an advent calendar on it, which you could actually... The jumper was the front of an advent calendar and the windows were made of cloth. And there were individual... It was amazing. But I was late because Tim had to get it down from a display. And he kept saying, well, it doesn't matter, you'll be fine. But so actually, Greg's nicer.
Yes. Tim's horrible.
Yeah.
It's time to discuss a classic song now, Izzy.
Yeah.
And today we're discussing Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash. Oh, my... well, now then. Tim Key is calling. I'll put him on speaker, I suppose. Hello, Tim?
Yeah.
You're on the podcast.
Hi, Tim. Guess who?
Well, I'll have to take my headphones out for him to be able to hear you.
Okay.
Oh, but then... Oh, this isn't going to... Well, I'll put the headphone right near...
I know. Why don't you imitate what I'm saying?
I'll imitate what you're saying and see... Shut up, Tim. So what's going to happen is the guest is going to speak into my ear. I'm going to imitate the guest. I'm going to imitate their voice and you're going to guess who it is. That'll be a feature. Okay. Off you go, guest.
Timmy.
Izzy Sooty.
Yes, it is Izzy Sooty. Correct. Good impression or good work from Izzy there?
And from me.
Oh, sorry, yeah, you get some
actually,
credit. All three of us did
great work from you, I'm afraid, Alex.
Yeah. Why did I get not good work there?
Because I went...
Why did I get not good work there? All right, well, call me later.
Okay, we're just describing your walk, your mocker, your jumper, and it turned out you're not as nice as Greg Davis.
That's not easy to be as nice as Greg Davis.
No, you didn't get there in the end.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a coincidence that he rang then.
Yeah, although he does call most days because he doesn't have a partner.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any instant opinions on should I stay or should I go?
Was it not in a chewing gum advert in the 90s?
I always thought it was a jeans advert. Maybe it was chewing gum. Maybe it was it Wrigley's?
I seem to remember there were a couple on a coach.
Yeah, they were both very attractive, I think.
Very attractive, and one of them gets off and then realises that he's given her a stick of chewing gum or he gets off. But maybe it's a different song, but that's what I associate it with, nevertheless.
No, fine. I remember the guy, long blonde hair like Brad from Neighbours, a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that is where it was used, but OK, that's your recollection.
Okay.
Do you want to guess what year it was released in?
Sure, I'm going to say 76.
Oh, OK. No, it's the same age as Jamie Dornan, the attractive man, May 1982.
Okay.
Should I stay or should I go? Sort of the original Deal or No Deal for me. It's a quandary song. Do you know the first word? It's a powerful first word, but slightly... slightly out of keeping with the flavour of the song.
I'm trying to think of the
country
intro
and western
now.
Sort of word.
Darling?
Yes, darling. Darling, you've got to let me know.
Is it darling?
No, with a G.
Is it?
Yeah, they've kept the G.
Oh, I think when they sing it, they miss off the G.
Do you have people in your life who call you darling?
Yes, the childminder. That's it.
Yeah. Should I stay or should I go? What's your instinct at this point? Do you think he should stay or go very early in the song? Because it is the second line of the song.
Well, stay.
Stay? Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see how you feel about that in a few verses' time,
okay,
Izzy. There's a big if in the song. If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time.
Yeah.
So,
do you think that's a bit full on?
It's quite hard to get your head around what he means. So if she says that he's hers, then he's going to stay forever. So there's no... Yeah, it is quite a commitment.
I suppose it's a bit like the chronic scrotal pain, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have the operation... You'll have pain till the end of time.
So it's like...
One in three chance.
I'll be here till the end of time. To me, it doesn't seem that weird, actually. It's only the same as, say, saying let's get married or something, because when you get married, you'll say till death do part.
Sure, but I guess it depends how early in the relationship this is, because he's saying I'll only stay if it's forever.
Oh, that's true. Yes, there's no... I might. Yeah, it'd be better if he gave the option of... Stay around for a few months and see how it goes.
Not the end of time.
Yeah, I think maybe I want him to go, actually.
Okay.
It's too much.
Well, we've got to, so you've got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? We find out a bit more about the darling now in verse 2. It's always tease, tease, tease. Oh, you're happy when I'm on my knees. Yeah. You're married to Ellis James, the comedian. I don't want to pry, but...
We're not married, actually, but... Oh. So, you know...
No, fair enough.
No,
so it's not necessary till the end of time.
I think we will get married, but something
You've
to look forward to, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I can't imagine you'd be that happy with Ellis on his knees.
No, it's not like that with us. It's always we don't tease each other. We don't promise things we can't deliver. No, it's the opposite of that, actually. It's always honesty, and we're happy when we're upright.
Is it more chat, tease, eat?
No teasing at all. I suppose teasing in a good... Because I think in the song he means teasing as in, oh, are we going to be together or not? Whereas with us, I suppose we'd tease each other like, oh...
Your hair's looking funny.
Yeah, your hair looks weird today. But, yeah.
You don't think that's the teasing that...
I don't think that's what he means questions. In the song.
No. I think we'll skip, almost to the... It gets a bit bleak for a bit. One day it's fine and next it's black.
So if you want me off your back, yeah, no, it's no.
It's not a happy place, is it? I think, for me, the decision is made in the chorus. Mm-hmm. It said, should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. So it's sort of basic math, really, that you'll have half as much trouble if you stay. If you leave. I think if you leave, you have half as much trouble.
Say it again.
If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double.
So I think what that means is if he goes, there'll be genuine trouble because he'll be sad. If he stays, it will be double. I think that means it'll be trouble in a kind of romantic, fun sense.
Oh, not just double the amount of trouble.
I don't think so. I think he means a different kind of trouble. Like, he won't know where he is with her, but he'll be addicted to her kind of thing. Like a more exciting kind of trouble. Yeah.
Oh, so maybe he should... Oh, it's difficult, isn't it? There's a twist in verse 3. Do you remember the twist in verse 3?
And there's a bit that I don't understand. It goes, dun dun da shears and muster Lester.
Well, that's the twist. The twist is, and I didn't realise this till I looked it up just now, all the backing vocals are in Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah. It goes, this indecision's bugging me. Esta indecision me molesta.
So that's what I've always heard. And I'm like, what is that?
Well, it's
and
in Spanish.
And the next line is, if you don't want me, set me free.
Si no me quieres, liberarme.
Wow.
I don't speak liberarme. It's not perfect Spanish. There's a musician called Joe Eli from Texas who knew some cod Spanish, apparently. And that's the end of the discussion of that song. Oh, marks out of 5 for the song, because that's what you do in the arts.
4.
Yeah, me too. Questions from the band now.
Hi, Izzy. It's Ed from the H section here. I was just wondering if you could turn into the animal of your choice. What animal would that be? And what would you get up to as the first things that you did?
Hedgehog. I would carry chickens around on my spines. They're called spines rather than spikes. Mm-hmm. And hedgehogs can carry chickens. Hedgehogs have been known to steal chickens by carrying them on their spines.
Bluff.
Bluff.
Is that is that truth or bluff?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I went for bluff. Okay. Mark says,
I was very excited to hear about you being in the new Wallace and Gromit movie, because obviously that's the best gig of all time. So tell me all about that. And people sometimes say I sound like Wallace, so here's my best impression. Hello, Gromit. Pretty good.
He does sound like Wallace. Mm. It was great. I probably recorded it about a year ago, maybe, and they were absolutely lovely. You know when they're so nice that you think,
are you talking about Wallace and
real?
Gromit?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I got to meet them. They're real.
Of course.
Yeah.
And they're both nice, because I always think the dog will be a bit much in
real
life. No,
his bark's worse than his bite.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's it out?
It's out soon, and it's an interactive thing.
Ooh.
So you can... It's a bit like Pokemon. You have to solve the kind of crime and play along. Yeah.
In a good way.
In a good way, yeah.
Okay. My little question is about your name. How often do people do jokes along the line of, you know that little good-natured grey dog that Matthew Corbett had, Izzy Sweep or Izzy Sooty? How often does that happen?
Well, that used to happen when I was at school very frequently. I'd say maybe once a fortnight. Now it never happens.
Right.
Perhaps because I live in the south and people say Sooty.
Right. Well done, me.
Yeah, well done.
Good. Yep. Do you think of yourself as an English musical comedian?
It depends what I'm doing that week, really. Like, I'm mainly writing my book at the moment, so I think if someone asked me what I am, I'd say writer. But then if I was writing a stand-up show which would have songs in it, I'd probably say that. I would think of myself perhaps a British musical comedian, because my dad was Scottish, so
get
I think that's another
Wikipedia,
thing I'm going to have to log in and edit.
Yeah, I can do that one for you if you want.
Thank you.
Save some time.
Will you add in the was refused saxophone lessons as well?
Yes.
Thank you.
I will. If a taxi driver asks you what you do, I don't think you're saying British musical comedian.
No, I normally... this is what I normally say, genuinely. I think that if you're going to lie, it'd be as specific as possible. So I say that I reword that when teachers are introduced a new curriculum, I look at the information that has to go into the curriculum, i.e. what they're going to receive in a booklet, and I make it palatable to the teachers and put it into bullet points so that they can quickly scan it and see what needs to be changed from the former curriculum.
I am asking you no further questions if I'm the taxi driver.
Yeah.
That is shut down. That's a wonderful... I normally say that I'm also a taxi driver.
Do you?
Just to find some common ground. Same as you. Same as you. You've got to have an answer, don't you?
That's a good... I mean, that's a good thing to say, but I'd be scared that they're going to go, all right, then, where's waterfall close? Then I'd be like,
Good point. Mm. But you can have your phone on your lap and get waves
true.
Out.
True.
We always offer the guests a service that we will play a song at your funeral, Izzy. What song do you want us to play, either inside or outside the building where it's happening?
I think
happening?
Stone Roses, Waterfall.
Just a standard version, or do you want us to jazz
put
it up?
Put it into 3/4, maybe?
Is that a thing? Is that possible? I'll ask them.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be able to.
Jaunty? Do you want it to be jaunty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, Sugar Spun Sister in 3/4.
Got it. Done. Christmas, fine. Looking forward to it?
Yeah. Going to be simple, isn't it?
Well, not for me. I guess you're getting everything on Amazon because everyone is.
I'm trying to do things up the road, but I'm going to do a last minute Amazon order on Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas Eve, probably.
Yesterday, I accidentally clicked select all on Amazon, so I bought everything.
Select all? What is that? Everything that you've browsed? It puts
into
your basket?
No, it's everything on Amazon. I bought everything. And that's sort of the only joke I've written in this year.
That's great. That's a great joke.
It's pretty embarrassing doing a joke to another comedian, though.
No, that's great.
Is there anything apart from the interactive Wallace and Gromit experience featuring Izzy Sooty? Is there anything we should particularly look out for you in or from you in 2021, Izzy?
Well, there are two things, actually. Penguin have released a collection of my Radio 4 shows that you can download and keep.
On what sort of form?
Well, on
like an MP3?
I don't know. I think so. Yeah, like right. I'm so bad with technology. But basically you buy it and then it's yours for life, I think. If they go to comedy.co.uk and search my name, there are lots of different ways you can buy it, like Audible and Amazon and things like that.
It's a shame you can't wrap up music and things like that anymore.
I know. It's
sad.
I know. And I'll have a book out next year as well.
Yeah, we can wrap that up.
Well, yeah. So that's called Jane Is Trying, and that's out with Orion. And I'm doing the final draft now. I'm hoping to have it to the copy editor by Christmas. So
you have looked slightly distracted throughout this. Scribbling away.
I've got my notes here. No, I'm not. This has been great. This has been great.
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed it too, but it's over. Thank you, Izzy.
Thank you.
Happy funeral, Izzy. This is for you.
Until the sky turns green, the grass is several shades of blue, and every member of Parliament trips on blue. Until the sky turns green, and the grass is several shades of blue, every member of Parliament trips on blue. It takes all these things and all that time till my sugar spun sister's happy with this love of mine.
Listen up, gentlemen, we're nearing the end of this, the penultimate episode of the series.
Whoop.
Next up.
Damn shame.
I'm pretty
That's
sure.
That's a pity, because I've got about six catchphrases.
Yeah, you and me both. Next up, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure next up it's the potato episode.
No yep. way.
Definitely is.
So tune in for that, guys.
Christmas potato.
Yes, the traditional Christmas potato episode. Before we go, does anyone want to say anything to anyone? Speak up now.
Happy Christmas, Mummy. He never listens.
Can I do my niche Christmas joke, Alex?
Yes, yes,
do you mean
yes.
Quiche? It's,
yeah, do your quiche.
I'll do my quiche joke.
You can do your niche Christmas joke, Joe. Go for it.
Who organises the Secret Santa for the England women's cricket team?
Let's watch their reactions as here comes the punchline.
It's Rachel Ho 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 Flint. Nah.
I've just frozen, sorry. It's my internet connection.
Yeah, I think
that's why I'm not laughing.
I didn't hear a punchline.
Is everyone all right now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my internet's gone back.
Oh, look, they're all working again. Right?
thanks for the traditional Christmas joke, Joe.
You're welcome.
Mm. OK, well, look, let's have one more song. This one is from Ken or something, the pianist. Hey, mate.
Hi.
What's the song called and how does it go?
It's called I Ain't Got No Scruples, Alex. And it goes a little something like this.
Well, my mama always said, be the hunter, not the prey. You gotta fight your way right to the top in any underhand ways. Just look out for number one, always have a getaway plan. This motherly advice has surely made me who I am. I ain't got no scruples, I don't care one bit. If you got a problem with me, well, I couldn't really give a second thought about it. No scruples, I guess you're out of luck. And if that offends you, then I couldn't really give a flying.
No, he ain't got no scruples, he ain't got no class.
And if you don't like it, you can shove it straight up your
pipe and smoke it.
Scruples, I don't wanna know. And if you take issue, you can take it up with Joe. Take it away, Joe's. I ain't got no scruples, I guess you're out of luck. And if that offends you, then I couldn't really give a flying.
Right then, what a great song.
Yes, Ed. Love that.
I think yeah. The best, I think.
How's everyone feeling about Joe Auckland's Christmas joke?
Oh, he's frozen again.
Am I back?
You're back.
Yeah, you're back.
You once sounded like you might have been slagging off my joke there.
Well, I was going to say.
Oh, he's gone.
He just does that when he feels like he's been exposed.
I'm back. Let's do it. Right. Okay. How's everyone feeling about Joe's joke now?
Oh.
Fantastic.
I mean, more positive now I've done some research.
Rachel Hey-Ho Flint was the best ever female cricketer. Right, that's that. Another podcast. Done. Let's play some piano competition winner, Ed.
What sort of piano, Alex?
The black and white one. Off you go, pianist. Another podcast there, lovingly written and recorded by us lot. We're the Horn Section. It was produced brilliantly by Joe Walker and Joel Porter and starred our best guest ever by a million miles, Izzy Sooty!
Izzy Sooty! Yay!
Woo-hoo! Izzy! Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye!
Goodbye!
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It's Dingle time.
Tingle time!
Yes, Dingle time.
Dingle time!
Dingle time. Dingle time.
Tingle time!
Did you ever find your postman on your doorstep half asleep? And if you did, did you lift his shirt to find a skin graft from a sheep? Did you take a second look? I bet you did. For a little while, you were pretty sure that it was Barry Gibb. But it was Craig, 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 Craig Struckman. You're in luck, man, if your postman is Craig Struckman. Because Craig, 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 Craig Struckman is a useful kind of guy. He's good at DIY. You'll never be stuck if you know Craig Struckman. Craig Struckman. She's totally nuts about Norris Nuts. She's utterly mad about Maddie. Obviously Kitty is part of this ditty, but this one's to Tada from Dada. She'll be singing, she'll be dancing, she'll be clapping with Tada. You never know, she might even be rapping. She's totally nuts about Norris Nuts. She's utterly mad about Maddie. And obviously Kitty is part of this ditty, but this one's to Tada, this one's to Tada, this one's to Tada from Tada.
Tom, Tom Chappers, what a crazy guy. He really loves the peace song and he can probably fly. Chappers, 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 Tom. Tom, Tom Chappers, I wish I was his mate. This dingle is a gift for you from your fiance Kate. Chappers, Chappers, and Kate. Chappers, Chappers, and Kate. Chappers, and Kate. Tom, Tom Chappers, he really loves our band. So much so he listened to us in the fall plans. In the fall plans.
The day before Christmas is the big one. The day before Christmas is the most fun.
Ginger accountant, a board game lover. This is from your sister, so listen up now, brother Michael Harrison. Don't be embarrassed, son, this dingle's for Yoo-hoo-hoo. You played Taskmaster with your family and a dog. You were little Alex, on the dog was Greg. Michael Harrison, don't be embarrassed, son, this dingle's for Yoo-hoo-hoo.
What a day, a dicky day, and a nicky day. Horses eat hay, flicky hay, and a sicky hay. They also say nay, licky nay, and a kicky nay. Petter O'Brien paid, so we'll quickly say to Nicky Day. We love the way that every day you always say hooray, hooray. For the sun's rays, hooray, hooray. For Nicky Day, oh Nicky Day.
Maybe you're not one to mingle. You asked for an anonymous jingle, simply to cheer up those who are lonely or single. You are just the best. It's such a lovely gesture. That jingle is here. So thank you, anonymous Mrs. Pia. Pia, 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 Pia Schwartz. I hope that you appreciate our efforts. Pia, 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 Pia Schwartz. When I try to say your name, it hurts.
Waleed, Waleed Khan, it's full of charm, and he's a darn funky man. Khan, a funky man, Waleed Khan, a funky man. Waleed, Waleed Khan, has big strong arms.
Waleed Khan's a funky man. Waleed Khan's a funky man. He likes chess and cricket too. He writes poetry in Urdu. Waleed Khan's a funky man. Waleed Khan's a funky man. He's no context. Horn section. He's no context. Horn section.
On Twitter.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.